What is your stance on prayer in school? Should it be allowed, and if so, in what form? Mr. Christ Tompkins, you will begin.
I strongly believe in the concept of public education. And public education is not private education. It's not education from church, and it's not a private school education. I think the difference is that in a public school, it's this great melting pot, and that there are very few things that bring everybody together in a community, no matter your background, regardless of your religion. And one of those institutions is public school, and it's what brings a community together. It's the reason that schools throughout Southeast Alaska are the cornerstone of our communities. And I think allowing prayer in school or allowing religion in schools, I think violates that principle, and it will inherently make a certain segment of the student body uncomfortable and feel less secure, less at home in the school that should be their home growing up. And secondarily, I'd like to highlight an issue I think is really important in Alaska, and it's called House Joint Resolution 15. And it's essentially, it would change the Alaska Constitution. And our founding fathers in Alaska set forth that no public money should be used for private education. Public money goes to public education. And that's something that Coghill, Fisher, all our founding fathers agreed on and set forth in our Constitution. And this last year in the Alaska legislature, the State House, including my opponent, voted to change the Constitution and voted to help allow public money to go to private education. And I think that fractures communities. That sets a precedent that breaks apart communities, and that we have one school in a community like Huna. And if you start to have two or three schools, one for Protestant kids, one for Catholic kids, one for non-sectarian kids, that splits communities apart, and it violates the fundamental concept of public education. That's something I strongly disagree with, and it's something that sets my opponent and myself apart.
Mr. Kukesh, can you please go next? Oh, sorry. Bill Thomas, can you go next, please?
Thank you. Let me make two points very clear here. We forward fund education. We've been doing it for about 4 years. The school districts they know how much money they have. We have $1.3 billion set aside now for education for next year. That is a fact. It's, you know, we've been doing it for several years, and it's sitting there now. I even talked to the local school board president, and he said I was correct. So I just want to make sure, let people know, if you're getting a pink slip, it's maybe because the local school district doesn't have enough money, but we do have forward funding. I voted last year, just to clear the record again, to let the people decide on whether or not they want to change the Constitution. That would be, if you're old enough to vote, you should decide whether or not we wanted to change the Constitution and let the people decide rather than the legislature. Prayer in school. I grew up with a very religious grandmother. Prayer was something that happened all the time. I grew up in the A&B, A&S, happened every time before we had a meeting. In the legislature, we pray every day. And every day we have a session. Most meetings you go to, A&B, A&S, go to prayer. I spent 10 months, 17 days in Vietnam. I probably prayed 40 times a day, and it didn't hurt me. I watched legislators who don't wish to pray get up and leave the floor or don't come in until after prayer. So that is your option. You may not come in the room or what. Same as the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe we should say it every day and hope, put your hand over your heart.
Okay, and Mr. Kukesh, just to repeat the question, what is your stance on prayer in school? Should it be allowed, and if so, in what form?
Thank you. I grew up in a house where prayer was fairly common, and I think, like Representative Thomas says, that I don't think it hurt me, and I went to Mount Edgecombe High School, and there was a lot of prayer there. I went to Sheldon Jackson College, and for those of you who know, Sheldon Jackson College was a very religious school, and prayer was always a part of the daily ritual. And in Alaska Legislature and the Senate, we pray every day. We pledge allegiance to the flag every day. So I guess I don't have any, my personal opinion is, I don't have any problem with prayer in school. I think there's probably some other people that may have some problems with school. ACLU maybe have filed suit against on that particular issue many times, but For my personal opinion, I think prayer in school is fine. I have no objection to it.